I was clever. We care about our students' happiness, and we care about their success, said our head teacher, Dr. Afalayan, in front of 400 parents and sixth formers on my Year 12 summer term parents' evening. I was 17 and head girl, and I was sitting backstage because it was my turn to speak on stage in 2 minutes. I hadn't planned a speech, and I wasn't nervous. I was very pleased with myself. We consider it our duty to give our young people access to the greatest opportunities on offer in the world today. I'd managed to become head girl last year because my campaign poster was a picture of me with a double chin. Also, I'd used the word meme in my election speech. This expressed the idea that I didn't give a shit about the election, even though the opposite was true. And it made people want to vote for me. You can't say I don't know my audience. Despite this, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to talk about in my parents' evening speech. Afalayan was saying everything I'd scribbled down on the club night flyer I'd found in my blazer pocket 5 minutes ago. Our Oxbridge programme has been particularly successful this year. I crumpled up the flyer and dropped it on the floor. Improvisation it was. I'd improvised speeches before, so it wasn't a big deal. And nobody could ever tell they were improvised anyway. Nobody ever even wondered whether they were. I had a reputation for being organised, always doing homework, having consistently high grades, and having Cambridge University ambitions. My teachers loved me, and my peers envied me. I was clever. I was the top student in my year. I was going to Cambridge. And I was going to get a good job and earn lots of money, and I was going to be happy. And I think, said Dr. Afalayan, that the teaching staff deserve a round of applause as well for all their hard work they've put in this year. The audience clapped, but I saw a few students roll their eyes. And now I'd like to introduce our head girl, Frances Janvaya. She pronounced my surname wrong. I could see Daniel Jun, the head boy, watching me from the opposite side of the stage. Daniel hated me because we were both ruthless study machines. Frances has been a consistent high achiever since she joined us a few years ago, and it's my absolute honour to have her representing everything we stand for here at the Academy. She'll be talking to you today about her experience as an Academy sixth former this year and her own plans for the future. I stood up and walked on stage, and I smiled, and I felt fine, because I was born for this. The narrator. You're not going to improvise again, are you, Frances? Asked Mum 15 minutes previously. Last time you ended your speech by giving everyone a thumbs up. She'd been standing with me in the corridor outside the stage entrance. My mum always loved parents' evening, mostly because she loves the brief, confused stares people make when she introduces herself as my mother. These occur because I'm mixed-raced, and she's white, and for some reason most people think I'm Spanish, because I did Spanish GCSE last year with a private tutor. She also loved listening to teachers telling her over and over again what an excellent person I was. I waved the club flyer at her. Excuse me, I'm extremely prepared. Mum plucked it out of my hand and scanned it. There are literally 3 bullet points on this. One of them says, mention the internet. That's all I need. I'm well practiced in the art of bullshitting. Oh, I know you are. Mum handed me back the flyer and leaned against the wall. We could just do without another incident where you spend 3 minutes talking about Game of Thrones. You're never going to let me live that down, are you? No. I shrugged. I've got all the main points covered. I'm clever. I'm going to university. Blah, blah, blah. Grades, success, happiness. I'm fine.